beginning a new day with a mind devoted to the abandonment of the unwholesome, development of the wholesome, purification of the mind. The Buddha said that a day is not considered auspicious according to a chart, a sun chart, or the theories and beliefs of astrologers and fortune tellers, but whatever day it may be, if you do good things, speak good things, use your mind well, it's an auspicious day. So you can make every day an auspicious day. So there are a lot of very kind of vague and incoherent phrases around in the world today, like love yourself, you should love yourself. And what does it mean? Nobody really knows. But in Buddha Dhamma, we avoid these kind of vague, unclear words, and we say, treat yourself well. Treat yourself as a good friend, or treat a good friend. And you do that with acts of kindness and generosity. You do that by keeping precepts. You do that by abandoning the unwholesome, cultivating the wholesome, like patience and metta and mindfulness and clear comprehension, all these wholesome dhammas, and we devote ourselves to the understanding of our life. We are most essentially human when we are learning. We are learning creatures. This is our place in the universe, our place in samsara. We're the learners. We are beings that excel in learning. We start to learn while we're still in our mother's womb, and we can learn till the very last breath of our life. That we're learning about being a human being. And in the meditation, we're coming face to face with our body, our mind, free from all the masks and all the roles and the things that we have to be to other people, have to be in a society. Just come face to face with the body, with feelings, perceptions, thoughts, emotions, sense consciousness, the four elements, the five khandhas. Not as philosophical concepts, but as the way things are right now. It's like this. But the tool that we need to probe deeply into the way things are, the way this is, the way the five khandhas are, is the stabilized mind, the mind which is free of hindrances, the mind that has that bright, buoyant profound sense of well-being that comes from putting aside all our attachments to the past and the present and ideas of who we are, and just being willing to be a living creature, breathing in and breathing out. This is all we have, this is all we've ever had, all we ever will have. It's just this right now. Now what are we studying, what are we learning? This right now. So mindfulness bears the breath in mind. Mindfulness is not forgetting. Sampajanya is that awareness, clarity, wakefulness, sampajanya knows context, knows purpose, quality control. You get distracted that moment when you realize you've been distracted. That's sampajanya. It's that you awake to the fact that you've lost the breath, that your mind's caught up in some memory or some desire or some imagination or some business or other. Just observe that that moment when you realize that's awakening, and that decision to return to the breath, that's renunciation. So when you become aware of a distraction, don't jump straight back to the breath. Just for a short moment, just mark that mental state as trivial, as unimportant, as a distraction. And by doing so, you return to the breath wholeheartedly. Sometimes there's the recognition that you've been distracted and return to the breath, but somewhat reluctantly. And the sense of, yeah, there's still something there that I want to carry on thinking about sometime in the future. You have to develop that small sense of nibbida, of weariness, and to see the emptiness and the hollowness and the unfulfilling nature. You can spend all day, all night, or month or year thinking, enjoying some memory, caught up in some dispute with somebody, you're just going round in circles, around, 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 around. It's not opanayiko, it's not taking you anywhere meaningful. So find just some shorthand way of recognizing the emptiness, the lack of any substance or any real refuge in the distraction. So not thinking about it or at length as I'm articulating it now, but just some shorthand notation, before you return to the breath. So you're returning to the breath because you really want to, because you really see this is where you want to be. So the mind on the meditation object is the mind which has a possibility, the potential for liberation. And the mind which indulges in hindrance, caught up in hindrances, is a mind that's going nowhere. So we can make our choice. There's nobody forcing us. To have a life of substance, a life of meaning, a life to be proud of. All these things are within our grasp when we focus and commit ourselves to the practice which the Lord Buddha gave us out of his great wisdom and compassion.